Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
This episode of Check the Locks is brought to you by my friends at Audible. Audible is your one-stop shop for audio entertainment, where you can always find the best of what you love or discover something new. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from mysteries, thrillers, biographies, and of course, true crime. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month from their catalog to keep forever, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Audible members also get access to thousands of podcasts from popular favorites, exclusive new series, and this very podcast, Check the Locks, that you're listening to now. Plus, the Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere. Best of all, Check the Locks listeners can try Audible for free for 30 days. That's a whole month. So head over to audibletrial.com/checkthelocks or click the link in the show notes to start enjoying Audible today.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
An argument over a football game turns deadly, leaving a family shattered and lives destroyed just before Christmas. Join me, John Connor, as we discuss the murder of Crystal Kenny. This is Check the Locks Podcast. Hello, and thank you for joining me as we dive into yet another truly terrifying true crime case. Before we get started, I just wanted to take a moment and say I hope everyone's holiday was amazing. I hope that you got to spend yours like I got to spend mine, surrounded by friends and family and people that I love, and eating way too much good food. So I always get a little overboard around the holidays because we got the pizza bombs, we got the taco dips, we got all sorts of stuff. So I find myself being a little bit of a glutton this time of year, but that's all right. 2026 is coming. We're going to work it off, kind of put all that gluttonous eating behind us and start fresh with a brand new year. But all that to say, I really do hope that it was a great holiday for you and that you got to experience that same kind of joy. I know this is a time of year where the kids are off of school and they're home a little bit more, and you're just getting that time to spend with everybody. So again, just hope it was a wonderful holiday. Super excited. This is our last episode before we go into 2026. So we got a whole new year starting. It's going to be a great year for us here at Check the Locks. I know it's going to be a great year for our family out there, our listeners, our locksmiths. And I am really excited to see what this new year brings, and even more excited to have you as part of that trip with us. So again, just super happy to be here. Super looking forward to next year. And really, it's a double-edged sword with this week's case. I'm excited to get into it, but I do have to tell you, it's a little bit of a hard one. This one, like last week, it will be a little bit shorter just because, again, I know that the kids are home, people are traveling, family is in town, stuff like that. So you may not have the ability to just put on your favorite murder podcast, right? So I wanted to give something, maybe a little bit shorter. You step outside, take a little break, have some time to go through it, digest it, and things like that. But I will tell you, this is one of those cases that's going to make you want to hug your kids a little bit closer. Just if you're anything like me, it made me feel grateful for the home dynamic that I live in. And it does. It makes your heart go out to the people in the story that we're going to cover. So with all of that out of the way, let's just go ahead and jump into this week's case. So sadly, this case actually took place just a couple of days ago, and on December 22nd, shortly before 11 p.m., 911 dispatchers in Polk County, Florida, received a disturbing call. A 12-year-old boy had run to his neighbor's home because his parents were in the middle of a heated argument. And while running next door, the child had heard a single gunshot. Deputies were dispatched and arrived to the house within 5 minutes. And when they entered, they discovered the body of Crystal Kenny. She had been fatally shot in the head and was pronounced dead. As deputies continued to search the home, they found Crystal's 13-year-old daughter in a bedroom. The teenager had been shot twice, once in the shoulder and once in the face. The girl was badly injured, but she was alive, and she was rushed to a nearby hospital for treatment. It would later be learned that the bullet that had struck the girl in the face had hit the bridge of her nose, causing it to go straight up and exit through the top of her head. As deputies continued to search the home, they found Crystal's 1-year-old daughter sleeping quietly in her crib, thankfully unharmed. But there was no sign of Crystal's husband, 47-year-old Jason Kenny. He had fled the scene before deputies arrived. Investigators now had the task of not only finding their suspected shooter, but determining what had sparked the evening's violent events. Deputies learned that earlier in the night, the family had been together. Jason Kenny was a San Francisco 49ers fan, and he had been watching his favorite team take on the Indianapolis Colts in a shed outside. Near the end, Jason had gone inside to finish watching the game, joining Crystal in the living room. But she was not interested in the football game and suggested that they watch something else. Jason had been drinking and did not take the suggestion well, leading to a heated argument between the couple. As the argument continued to escalate, Crystal told her son to run to the neighbor's home to call 911. And that is when Jason Kenny began firing. Detectives would later be able to speak to Crystal's daughter, who shared what she remembered of the tragic events, telling investigators, "I begged him, don't shoot me, don't shoot me, don't shoot me, and he shot me anyway." When it was over, Kenny fled the scene. And while running in the car, he called his sister in upstate New York, telling her, "I've done something very, very bad, very bad." He continued, "This is the last time you'll ever talk to me. You'll see me on the news, but I'm not going to jail. I'm not going to jail for the rest of my life." Deputies were able to track Jason Kenny to his recently deceased father's home, where he had barricaded himself inside of a shed on the property. And as officers surrounded the small outbuilding, they heard a single gunshot. Jason Kenny had taken his own life, and he would later be pronounced dead at the scene. Back at the family's home, investigators continued to look for insights into what had happened that evening. And while searching, they found an undated note from Crystal to her husband, which read, "You know you're drinking. You're using cocaine again. This is not the way family should be. You need God." While the note may have provided a glimpse into the couple's dynamic, there was no way to tell when it was written. But according to Crystal's family, she was a regular victim of domestic abuse. She had just never reported it to the police, opting to confide in those close to her instead. And while the three children are now in the care of their maternal grandparents, the trauma that they have experienced will definitely endure. With Sheriff Grady Judd saying, "3 days before Christmas, this man shot and killed his wife, shot his stepdaughter, and then shot and killed himself. This is horrific, but destroying a family and the mental health of these children so close to Christmas is especially horrific. We will do everything we can to help this family get through this difficult time." Now that's this week's case, but as a reminder, if you or someone you know is experiencing domestic violence, there is help. You can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. Again, that's 1-800-799-7233. Or text START, START, to 8788. Again, that is START, START, to 8788. So I just wanted to take a few minutes to share some final thoughts on this case. You know, I'm recording this on a Monday, which means that this story actually only took place 7 days ago. So 8 days ago, there was a family that was together getting ready for Christmas. You know, these kids are probably super excited. I know at my house and a lot of people that I know, you know, especially for 12-year-old, 13-year-old, you know, these are kids who are excited, right? They're excited for Christmas. They've got their wish list together. Maybe you're an Elf on the Shelf family and, you know, the elf has been doing fun stuff and, you know, you're waiting for that Christmas magic as a child. And to think that this holiday has now been forever tarnished by the actions of one man is absolutely terrifying. Like, for the rest of their lives, these kids will associate Christmas with losing their mother. And to think that one person could do that and take that joy away and break a family that way so close to Christmas is just heartbreaking. So this was a hard one for me to get through. And I will go ahead and fully acknowledge that what I'm about to say next, you could probably copy and paste from a different episode of this podcast and drop it right here. But it's just because it's the truth. As a father, this case disgusted me in a way that's hard to put into words. Like, as a dad, it is my job to be there to protect you and to support you and to show you love and to care for you and to help you grow and be that safe place in the storm for you. And so to think that there is somebody out there who can not only turn on his wife and take the life of his wife, but then turn that gun on your child. You know, even if it is your stepdaughter, that's still your daughter. You're responsible for making sure that child is emotionally taken care of, physically taken care of. And to be the kind of monster that could turn the barrel of a gun and pull the trigger on a 13-year-old child who is begging you, don't shoot me. Like, you know, I'll go ahead and say it. One of the downers of the story definitely wasn't the fact that he took his own life for me. Would I have liked to see Jason Kenney face justice for what he did and have to go in front of a jury? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, he can't hurt anybody else. So, you know, this is one that it was really hard because I think about all of the joy that my child gets from Christmas and all of the things that she, you know, expects from me without knowing. And to think that there's just somebody out there who could just blatantly be so evil and violent, it's scary. So for me, I'm going to put this at a 9 just because, again, I could never see myself. This is not me as a person, right? But the fact that there are people out there like this is absolutely terrifying. And I think when we talk about monsters walking amongst us, this is definitely one of those cases. And especially according to Crystal's family, you know, like, this has been something that this kind of event isn't something that just happens one day out of nowhere, right? There have been escalating issues. To me, and again, this is just speculation, but to me, with her family saying that she had been a victim of domestic abuse, and then, you know, her instinct being, hey, let me tell my son to run and call 911. And thank God that 12-year-old boy and the 1-year-old were unharmed. Had that boy not gone to call 911, I don't know what would have happened or if we would have been reading another sad detail of this story. But the fact that Crystal's intuition or her instinct was, you need to run and call 911, to me, that says, hey, I've been in this situation before. I know it's about to escalate. We've got to have someone intervene. So, you know, typically a man doesn't just pull out a gun and start shooting his family whenever there's a first altercation. To me, this is something that's been building, bubbling. And again, he's just a specific kind of evil, you know. So for me, I'm going to put this at a 9. But as always, I want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Let me know what you think. You can reach out on social media. We are on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find me on Twitter at Check the Locks. Hey, if you're not in our Facebook group, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would absolutely love to hear what you think of this episode, where it fell on the deadbolt test for you, any cases we should do. Would love to have you as part of that community. I've said it a million times, but it is the best place on the internet. So if you're interested in joining the Facebook group, there is a link in the description of the episode you're listening to right now. Go ahead, click that link. We would absolutely love to have you. And if you like what we do and you want to help financially support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks. You can get signed up today. Got a lot of great benefits there. You get stickers, coffee mugs, stuff like that. But you also get the episodes the day before and you get them commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those commercials, Patreon is the way to go. So again, you want to help me out, want to help keep the lights on, that is patreon.com/shutthelocks. Get signed up today. We would love to have you as part of our amazing Patreon community. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out, sharing this show with your friends, your family, the people who are important to you, that means just as much, if not more. You know, again, with a podcast like mine, it is all about that grassroots growth. Hey, have you heard about the show? Check it out. Here's a link, right? And by you telling other people, that brings more members into our family and into our community. So if you're sharing this in any way, just know that I appreciate you more than I could ever tell you. That's all that I've got for you for this week's case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. I will see you again next week with another truly terrifying true crime case. But until then, remember, monsters are real. So stay safe, stay ready, and don't forget to check the locks. See you next week.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.